Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with blog post 149. Today is March 26, 2013. Today's topic, fear of public speaking, get rid of it for good. If you fear public speaking more than going to the dentist or even death, you're not alone. Not only is this type of fear often extremely intense, surveys indicate that over 50% of the adult population of the United States experiences fear when speaking in public. As Jerry Seinfeld put it quite accurately on one of his shows, most people at a funeral would rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. We've had a number of clients whose fear of public speaking was so great that they turned down promotions rather than take a job that required them to speak in public on a regular basis. Another client turned down the chance to go to law school because she would have to speak in front of the class in so many courses. Perhaps the saddest call we ever had was from a man who called to say his daughter had just announced to him that he was about to get married. And this news made him very unhappy. Why? Because he realized he was going to have to make a toast at her wedding. In fact, there's nothing inherently scary about talking to a group of people. Rarely is there any type of real threat. So what makes speaking in public so common and so frightful? After helping almost 4,000 people permanently eliminate this problem, we've discovered that there are a few specific beliefs that cause it in most people. Let me tell you what they are and explain why they result in this widespread fear. The beliefs that cause a fear of public speaking include: mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm not good enough. I'm not capable. I'm not competent. What I have to say is not important. People aren't interested in what I have to say. I'm not important. What makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me. Change is difficult. Public speaking is inherently scary. To make it real that these beliefs could cause such terror in so many people, ask yourself this question. Imagine somebody whom you don't know who had all the beliefs I just listed. Do you think she would be afraid to speak in public? In fact, wouldn't you be willing to wager that she'd have public speaking anxiety? I think most people would agree that anyone with these beliefs would fear public speaking. And here's why. A belief is nothing more than a statement about reality that we feel is true. And if we think it's true that it's bad to make mistakes, and if we do, we'll be rejected, and if our sense of importance is dependent on others thinking well of us, then we would have to be terrified when we stand up to speak in front of others because we could make a mistake, leading to rejection, and because we'd feel less important if people thought less of us. But you might be thinking, I'm afraid to speak in public, but I don't agree with most of these beliefs. I especially don't believe I'm not good enough. Here's a strange thing about beliefs. It's possible to intellectually disagree with the belief we hold. In other words, early in life, we might have concluded as a result of interactions with our parents that it's bad to make a mistake because mom and dad got upset when we didn't live up to their expectations. Now, today, we might realize that innovation is possible only if we're willing to try new things that might not work out. Mistakes are an inherent part of the process of doing something new and different. So we know that it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. But merely knowing that does not get rid of beliefs. If the fear is not inherent in public speaking, and if the fear is caused by specific beliefs, then eliminating the beliefs will eliminate the fear. Not reduce it or make it easier to deal with, eliminate it. A study conducted by the University of Arizona several years ago determined that if the beliefs that I just listed and a few conditionings were eliminated, the mean level of the subjects fell from 7 to 1.5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no fear whatsoever, 10 being terror. The researchers followed up with these formerly fearful speakers 6 months later. And in the words of Dr. Lee Sechrest, professor emeritus at the University of Arizona and the primary researcher, quote, "We had expected that the fear would come back, but it didn't. They had, in fact, changed. Their fear of public speaking was gone." Close quote. The fear of public speaking is not inherent in human nature. If you suffer from it, get rid of it for good. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please post your questions or comments about the fear of public speaking on my blog at MortyLefko.com if you have any. Your comments will add value for thousands of readers and listeners. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. And don't forget, if you think others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of the post at MortyLefko.com. Finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief for free. For more details about how you can quickly, easily, and permanently eliminate the fear of public speaking, please check out speakingwithoutfear.com. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.